In my early life, I spent many happy days on this island.
It's Sylvan Slough, not an island.
The slough makes it an island.
The island uses the slough.
The slough brings definition to the island.
Without the slough, it would be a dimple.
A pimple.
A bulge.
A projection.
A protuberance.
An obtrusion.
Just a jut.
It was our garden.
A garden? Come on, maybe a rock garden.
Winds blowing milkweed covered with monarch butterflies.
Winds blowing limber to Weyerhaeuser's sawmill.
Wrens chasing and chirping.
Farm all tractors belching and burping.
Lazy benches in the summer.
Assembly lines in the dead of night.
Fragrant flowers.
Factory exhaust.
This was the best island on the Mississippi.
This was the best island for manufacturing on the Mississippi.
This was the best island for contemplation on the Mississippi.
Half the people worked on it or near it.
Half the people wouldn't come near it.
And had long been the resort of our young people during the summer.
Canoeing.
Fishing.
Biking.
Walking.
Romancing.
Exploring.
Bird watching.
It supplied us with strawberries, blackberries, gooseberries, plums, apples, and nuts of different kinds.
All gone. No food.
Fruit gone.
No berry patches.
Land flattened.
I spent many happy days here.
Tug of war.
Wild critters.
Keeper of the fire.
Brambles.
Hoop and lances.
Rain squalls.
I spent many happy days here.
Abounding nature.
Energetic industry.
Untouched environment.
Energetic work.
Leisure.
Energetic shipping.
Sustainability.
Energetic economic gains.
Man stayed out and nature stayed in.
Tractors shipped out and money came in.
A good spirit had care of it, who lived in a cave in the rocks immediately under the place where the fort now stands. And has often been seen by our people. He was white with large wings, like a swan's, but 10 times larger. We were particular not to make much noise in that part of the island which he inhabited, for fear of disturbing him. But the noise of the fort has since driven him away, and no doubt a bad spirit has taken his place.
We were particular not to make much noise.
But the noise of the fort has since driven him away.
The noise.
Ah, yes, the noise.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Clang, clang, clang.
Grind, grate, grapple.
Scrape, scour, scratch.
The noise.
We were particular not to make much noise.
Sylvan Slough, now quiet and peaceful.
Except for the twittering of birds.
The paddling of ducks and geese.
The rustle of leaves in the trees.
The wind rippling the water of the slough.
Quiet.
Peaceful.
We were particular not to make much noise.